Today's featured guest, Joseph Grosso, Executive Chairman, CEO, and President of Golden Arrow Resources Corporation and the Grosso Group. Well, it's a pleasure to welcome back to the show Joseph Grosso, Executive Chairman, CEO, and President of Golden Arrow Resources Corporation. Headquartered in Vancouver, Canada, Golden Arrow is an explorer and prospect generator focused on identifying, acquiring, and advancing precious metal discoveries. A member of the Grosso Group, a management company specialized in resource exploration, and at the helm, welcome back, Mr. Grosso.
Chris, what a great introduction. I am very humbled. Thank you, Chris. I feel very comfortable with your audience.
Well, it's very kind of you to say. You have a very interesting flagship property, the Chinchillas Project. It's funded by major silver producer Silver Standard. You've just announced a key advance in mine permitting. Apparently, we'll facilitate this partnership with Silver Standard. I know you have all kinds of interesting minutia and details for our listening audience today.
Chris, fire away. I'm bursting with enthusiasm, and I'm calling you, or you calling me, in Argentina, Buenos Aires, what do we call, in a loving way, BA, Big Apple. It's the Big Apple of South America, but it's very small compared to the Big Apple, which I was about 3 weeks ago, the great New York. What a fabulous city. I could move there anytime. But meantime, I'm in Argentina. Argentina is just, the spring has just arrived. The flowers are flowering. The panorama is fantastic. And what's happening with the project is most exciting, most exciting. If you would permit me, I would like to give you a very quick tour that I think that your listeners, who mining is another word, exploration is part of mining, production is part of mining. I would like to, with great respect to those people that know, and there must be a lot of them knowing, addressing to the ones that don't know, exploration and production is a world apart. Exploration that used to be many, many, many years ago, part of a mining company. The big mining company became very big because they got out of the problematic exploration where you have to explore 1,000 property to come up with a discovery. Literally, I am saying that I could support it to you. That we have been in Argentina for 23 years, and we have had 3 major discoveries, 1 in gold and 2 in silver. And we have literally reviewed at the desk or by sending a 20 to 25 team exploring early stage, mid stage, and late stage exploration that led to no discovery, no economic discovery. This task of exploring, it's undertaken by the junior companies that are based on a technical report made by a technical engineer, geologist, and puts together a budget. They apply to a listed agency like the stock market and staying in line with the attorney general of the area as well. But we have to decide how much we're going to spend the money on a property. A professional person, which is QP, qualified person, has to sign that the need of discovering and the value is worth the investment. So we raise money compatible with a program. We go back to that property only if the first results that come back say that we should continue on. And the story continues until years later, we go through geochemistry, aeromagnetic, we go through trenching means of digging about a beam meter or so below to see if we can support what we found at surface. And then we go into drilling. And the drilling campaigns, then if successful, they reach the place where Chinchilla reached, where Navidad reached, and where Guacamayo reached, which are the 3 discoveries that in 23 years we have found. Chinchilla currently is at a very exciting point. The exciting point is that the very risky capital needed is risky because there are 1 million risks to be overcome. Technically, the big company makes a lot of money because of their skill is in digging the, what we find out of the ground. And in order to prepare the infrastructure to go and extract our finding takes a, most of the time billions of dollars. Barrick has got some project where it's going to take $9.5 billion to develop. Pan American has a project that we discovered at Navidad. It's going to take a couple of $2 to $3 billion. Now, this is not the pocketbook of a junior. And the reason why I said initially that there is a huge difference between a junior company, which finds risk money through the exchanges, goes around the world. We are in Argentina for 23 years. We spent millions and millions of dollars on exploration. And when we found it, had to be the pocket of Pan American, the pocketbook of Yamana, Barrick, and so on. And this is the difference between a senior and a junior. A junior does not understand because it doesn't have the pocketbook to go in production by themselves or the skill. And a big one, big company that is in production don't have and do not develop any other skills about production. Production efficiency, income, shareholders' dividend, that's another world. Our world of junior has reached a level where we're extremely excited that we will be participating with Silver Standard, one of the best and most efficient producer of silver, and put the chinchilla in production. The long stream of the very long stream of risks are now reduced down to the political risks, not much else. Politically, because we have reached it with the filing of the environment report, which I can assure you it was a very comprehensive, was done by an independent agency called Knight PSO, headquartered in London, England, world-class, that they have engineers, they got environmentalists, they got all the people that that understand how you take a discovery like chinchilla and having to put in roads or improvement that will take you to the production. We have filed, and I'm very excited about it, looking forward. Everybody would like to be in a position of filing with the mining department an environment, a development strategy, which only requires the permit for exploiting. The permit for exploiting has got a prior wish, is that the mining secretary says, we're going to be looking at giving you the permit to exploit, but let's see your filing of an environment report that says the impact on the community, how it's going to be strategically going through the necessity of compatible with the community, the fears, the lagunas. Everything has got to be accounted for, and we have done that. So that is known as social license. So the social license has been submitted to, and the economic feasibility is being presented to the Mineria for a final permit. These are the two things. There are two great spots to cause for joys being this close. Very few explorationists get to this stage. We have our shareholders are looking forward to now wait for the economic side, which was also expanded with the last report of the 20 drill holes, which was extremely positive, showing a small chinchilla is now a young and growing elephant size. My silence here is that I am in Argentina, following every step, being in the province, being with the community, being with the federal government, making sure I'm like an expecting father being in a hospital and making sure that everything is okay. I am here in Argentina. I've been here for an extensive amount of time, and I'll be here several weeks. All of this is happening. At the same time, what we also recognize, we look in the mirror and we say, who am I? Say, well, we're lucky company with a project going into production and earnings soon, within 6 months, hopefully, if we close with Silver Standard. And at the same time, we also have a great property portfolio, some of it recently acquired, like we announced a couple of 2 weeks ago, the acquisition of a new project called Antofalla. Because of the length of time that we've been in Argentina and the success that we're having, when we stake a property somewhere, we have a group of other companies that follow and they stake around us. Very happy to say that the latest acquisition, which is Antofalla, we're going to start to explore simultaneously with whatever else is happening, which in Chile, which really silver standard are the knowledgeable people which are making the arrangement to start production within the next 6 to 8 months. They are in production now. We simply are going to be supplying more the needed additional minerals to extend their infrastructure of Pirquita, which is the $300 million infrastructure that was shutting down for business. Chinchilla would extend the life of that $300 million asset. Shutting down would be worth zero, continuing on for another 9 years with the supply coming from Chinchilla, which is only 20 miles away from each other. Simultaneously that they're doing all of that on our behalf because they know what they're doing. We're just beneficiary with our shareholders in Golden Arrow. We're continuing our life as explorationists and starting exploration of Antofalla, which is in the same region, northern Argentina, a mere maybe 100, 150 kilometers away. Incredibly, this system is so similar to a new chinchilla, which is incredible. And I must confirm that within days that I was known that we had acquired this project, we got completely fenced in from very large companies. So we've been fenced in. We have the best part, obviously, for the high profile. So recapping what exploration is and how far we can go with risk money, and then how it's got to be transferred into the hands of people that know and have the pocketbook to put it in production. We have done both, completed that task as explorationists and are continuing on assisting Silver Standard or anybody who would come up and want to do it. Put in production chinchilla, which we own 100%. The fact that we also continue our life in exploring very key projects that could materialize another major discovery within a very short period of time. The separation between Iberic or Newmont or other major company which are producing an exploration is absolutely huge, and they're not really related to each other until exploration company finds a deposit or a 43-101, which is a mining code for quality standard, much like the code in accounting business. So this is the code assigned to mining.
It's a rare opportunity to listen to someone at this caliber outline the exciting details about your prospects there as well as your operations. The Grosso Group has a remarkable track record and reputation. Our listenership here is very fond of Peter Spina, our top gold stock analyst. So the combination of your eloquent talk with his solid backing, I know will bring so much interest from our listeners today.
I would like to expand in one which has been a more difficult and lengthy time to wait for a new climate in Argentina. For 12 long years, there has been a populist government. The economics and the incentives were foreign words. They didn't understand or they didn't want to understand. Investors were almost a prey to the misguided sheep coming into Argentina and were the object of overtaxation, totally obliterating the economics of being in Argentina. Chris, I'm addressing the great audience, the toils and the wait for 12 long years that this government would bring in investors, and once they were here on hook, they were taxed to death, taxed to bring in money, taxed to repatriate the money, taxed on export that took the total economics and the incentive away. So my presentation and my belief in great geology in Argentina and the opportunity being a country of 750 million square kilometers as the seventh largest country in the world by extension, a country that sits 4,500 kilometers with Chile. Chile is one of the most prolific mining development in the world in the last 100 years, and it fell totally on deaf ears east of Chile, where the border disputes have ruled their relationship very adversely. So Argentina did not concentrate on mining, but concentrated on agriculture, making wine, growing beef, and dancing the tango. That has been a great way of living in Argentina until the economics nearly bankrupted the country through the negligence of the responsibilities of the overtaxing and ignoring investment coming into Argentina. Me living in Canada and looking for funds to be invested in Argentina, the answer was, got a great reputation. I understand you got some fantastic properties, great opportunity, but we like all of that, but we don't like Argentina. After the great wait in 12 years, the government and government philosophy changed. It went the one from populist left and extreme right, and a team in place in the new government, which is highly educated, a team totally dedicated to reverse the trend of Argentina. It was an explosion in enthusiasm when the Secretary of Mine, Mr. Daniel Milan, at the Toronto Convention, where more than 35,000 attendees attend. This is the biggest convention, mining convention in the world. The Secretary of Mine introduced the new philosophy and political decision by the new government, lifting and canceling completely the import of money in the country, export of money, liberalizing all of that, and canceling some of the taxes on export from Argentina of concentrated. And this has reestablished completely the economics and established vastly Argentina as exploration country, the largest exploration country on earth today, with 750,000 square kilometers east of Chile. Chile was so successful in mining that became a part of the North American Trade Association, which was a great honor that the United States and the North American plays it to a South American country, the only one that I know of up to now. Argentina has 3-4 times more geology available with the same type of geology than Chile. But repeating, growing wine and drinking it and eating beef, very good beef, and dancing the tango, it just produces no mines. Produce no sustainable economy in a country that would be capable of exploiting natural resources. So this was a burst of enthusiasts in March, this past March in Toronto. The next thing that happened, seeing the response was so overwhelming that the Argentinian government asked thousands of business people, mining included, to talk to each other. And the convention took place September 14, 15, and 16 in Buenos Aires, to which I attended as a panelist of the exploration side. It was an enormous success. The workshops were jammed. And this, the get together face to face and let's understand each other, had an enormous success. I was very, very pleased to see that. Argentina now has the respect that it deserves as a prominent destination for natural resources and new discoveries. Chris, this is important to know because the rumor is always, no, Argentina. 12 years of populist regime, non-caring about the economy, where the economy was going, all paying their debts, it should be known that that has been reversed a great time with a great team of policymakers that is creating a new dawn for Argentina. I've been here for 23 years. I never went. I just patiently stood my ground, and I think that I would be delivering to our shareholders good success, well-deserved for the fate that our investors have put in me, deciding to stay here in Argentina and wait. We'll be paying off. So the payoff time is now. It only needs people that would consider investing in mining, that Argentina should be considered. And more at home, and if you permit me, Chris, Golden Arrow should be on the list of being one of the company to be considered. I'm not a technical person. I'm a businessman which likes to put together elements that lead to making money. Well, if I have to apologize for that, I will, to those who will accept my apology. And I am a businessman that I am coordinating all the elements of a successful mission in Argentina with our companies. The likelihood of delivering success are pretty good right now, and I feel pretty excited about it. It is good times. I hope that I've also succeeded in explaining to people who basically practice no Argentina, thank you. I feel that at this moment they should say Argentina is now early stage. Buy cheap, sell high. We are in the at the moment looking for silver. We'll take any value, but silver is a dedication at the moment. We have discovered two projects in Navidad, like the single biggest discovery in the world, and Chinchilla the second. We're looking at Antofalla, which is looks principally for silver as well. We're telling our story. We are bringing a light on an investment to be analyzed and reviewed, and our minds are some should be changed because it's a changing world, and Argentina is being reinvented more positively at the moment. There is a great room for your listener to look at gold and silver as probably the most prominent future gainers on the market today. Argentina has done better than gold during the last year. And the reason is very simple, that your listener will understand. In 1980, the silver to gold ratio was 15 to 1. And today, the ratio of silver to gold is 70 to 1. In fact, to be precise, 69.9 to 1. We need 69 silver ounces to make one of gold. That's totally and abusively incorrect. I think that the ratio will return. We don't need to return it to 15 to 1 for the price of silver to be doubling or tripling. I think that the price of silver could do extremely well if we become again 35 to 1, 30 to 1. In those terms, price of silver could be double the price that it is today, to establish the value ratio between the two. In addition, silver has got one more positive over gold, which is a panic currency or metal. Silver has got the advantage that 50% of its production is dedicated to industrial use, an industrial use that it's growing sporadically with the new alternate energy for cars, for many things. So we feel that the ratio and the use of silver will stimulate a silver growth or to be much more important than any other metal, including gold eventually. Gold will go up. Silver will do better for the reason I mentioned. We are also flirting that one day currencies in the world are going to have to be supported by values other than just the currency. I feel that we could have a return to gold and or silver back to currencies. Until next time, Chris, and thank you for having me as a guest.
President Grosso, we just appreciate your time so much. It's such a wonderful education, very entertaining. Give listeners an idea of how successful Golden Resources has been just in 2016. It's a 1,000% increase from trough to peak, from around 15 cents to $1.50. That's a tenfold, roughly, increase for investors. The chart is technically very strong. President Grosso, what a delight hearing your thoughts today. We want to invite you to return to Gold Seek Radio.
Au revoir. The very best. I'd really like to say God bless America and the citizens. We all have challenges in the future. We need to be strong in our determination. We will win again above any matter with the help of God. Thank you. I'm from Argentina. Muchas gracias.
Adios and muchas gracias, señor.
Gold Seek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.